Okay, so
Picture this. You're in Italy, right?
okay.
All set for like mountains of pasta.
Amazing scenery,
Sure.
and then bam, this cough hits you.
Like it just won't quit.
All right.
And suddenly you're thinking, wait a minute. Is this just a cold? Or could it be pneumonia?
Oh, yeah.
Talk about a travel souvenir you don't want.
Right.
So today we're doing a deep dive on exactly that.
How to deal with possible pneumonia in Italy.
I like it. Being prepared is key.
Exactly.
And the good news is Italy's got a pretty solid healthcare system.
That's reassuring to hear.
Yeah.
So you sent over some research on this.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
The first source I want to get into
It does a really good job.
of explaining how to tell if you've got a simple cold or something more serious, like pneumonia.
Yeah, they make a really important distinction.
They say if that cough's sticking around,
And you're coughing up phlegm.
okay, so that's the more technical term
Yeah,
for
that's the mucus.
coming from your lungs.
Got it.
If you see that, that's when you really want to pay attention.
Especially if it comes with a fever, chills,
Shortness of breath.
chest pain when you breathe.
Okay, those are some serious red
Those are
flags.
like the big warning signs.
Yeah.
So it's not even just about the cough itself.
It's all these other things that could be coming along with it.
Exactly. It's
Yep.
like your whole body's trying to tell you something's up.
And I noticed the source mentioned fatigue
Oh,
too,
yeah.
which I feel like that can get overlooked sometimes.
For sure. People think, oh, I'm just jet lagged or I had too much gelato.
Right.
But it could be more than that.
Exactly.
It's your body saying, hey, something's off. Pay attention.
Okay, but what really caught my eye?
Was the part about telemedicine in Italy.
Oh, interesting.
So apparently you can actually have like a video chat.
With a doctor?
Right from your hotel room.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah, they mentioned this Pilola telemedicine.
Tell me more about that because that could be a game changer for travelers.
Yeah, telemedicine is getting huge everywhere.
And Italy's definitely on board.
It makes so much sense for travelers, though.
Think about it. You wake up feeling awful,
Do you really want to drag yourself to just a doctor's office?
especially in a foreign country.
Exactly. And
Ew.
trying to explain everything in Italian.
Oh my gosh, the language barrier.
Right. So much easier to just hop on a video call.
So you're saying with this Pilola thing, you can actually talk to a doctor,
Yep.
get advice, maybe even a prescription,
Often, yeah.
all without leaving your hotel room. That's incredible. Okay, that is going straight on my list of travel must-knows.
It's a good one.
But let's say for whatever reason.
You do need to see a doctor in person.
Okay.
What are the options like in Italy?
So your research mentioned two main ones.
You've got your public hospitals,
Okay.
they call them ospedale in Italian,
Hospital, got it.
and then their private clinics.
Okay, so public hospitals versus private
Oh,
clinics.
right. Now, the public hospitals,
They're known for being really thorough.
but you might have to wait a while to be seen.
That makes sense, especially if they're busy.
Exactly. And that's something to keep in mind with Italy.
Things move a little slower there.
I could get on board with that if it meant good health care.
Right.
But what about the language barrier?
I mean, I imagine that could be tricky if you're trying to explain
Oh, for sure.
your symptoms and everything.
It could definitely be a challenge. Some staff might speak English.
But it's a good idea to have a backup plan.
Like a translation app or something.
Exactly. Or even just a little phrase book.
With common medical terms.
Yeah, just in case.
That's smart. Okay, so you mentioned public hospitals.
Might involve some waiting,
Could be some language hurdles to navigate.
potentially. But here's one thing that's different from the US system.
Okay.
In Italy, there's not as much emphasis on like immediate billing and paperwork.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So if you need urgent care,
You're less likely to run into those administrative roadblocks.
that's good to know. So you can focus on actually getting better
Exactly.
instead of worrying about insurance forms and all that.
Right.
Now, what about the private clinics?
How do those compare?
So they might get you seen a little faster,
Okay.
but they can also be pricier.
That makes sense. And what about English-speaking staff?
You're less likely to find that in private clinics.
And one other thing your research mentioned.
Italian emergency rooms, they can get really crowded.
Oh, wow. Good to know.
Yeah. So just be prepared for that possibility.
Definitely good to have those realistic expectations going in.
Exactly.
Speaking of being prepared,
We have to talk about travel insurance.
oh, absolutely. That's crucial.
I am a firm believer in never leaving home without it.
Smart.
But I'm curious from your perspective.
How does travel insurance come into play specifically in this scenario?
Like if someone's dealing with potential pneumonia in Italy,
Okay, so think of travel insurance as your safety net.
especially when you're talking about medical expenses abroad.
Those costs can really add up quickly.
Yeah, and it's not even just about the financial peace of mind.
It's about having access to resources.
And support when you're feeling super vulnerable.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're far from home.
It's like having someone in your corner.
No matter what happens.
Exactly.
It just takes so much stress off your plate.
Okay, so let's say
you've navigated the healthcare system.
You've gotten the treatment you needed.
Now, how do you actually bounce back?
And salvage the rest of your trip.
That is the million-dollar question, right?
Right, because it's so tempting to just try and push through it.
When you're on vacation.
Oh, totally. You're in Italy. You don't want to waste a minute.
Exactly. But what does the research say about recovery?
Okay, so it really boils down to one word.
Rest.
Rest.
Your source really emphasized that.
Following your doctor's orders.
No matter how much FOMO you're feeling.
It's crucial.
Because if you push yourself too soon.
You could actually end up.
Exactly.
Delaying your recovery even further.
You'd be kicking yourself later.
Ugh. I've learned that the hard way.
Haven't we all?
Okay. Yeah. But easier said than done when you're surrounded by pasta and ancient ruins.
Right. It's Italy.
What about over-the-counter remedies?
Anything readily available in Italy?
That the research mentions as being helpful for those pneumonia symptoms.
You know, your research didn't get into specific medications.
But it's always a good idea to pack a basic first aid kit.
That's just good travel advice in general.
For sure. Have some painkillers and histamines for congestion.
Electrolyte powder. Those are your travel buddies.
I like.
And don't be afraid to ask a local pharmacist for recommendations.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, they often have great advice.
So we've talked about the practical stuff.
But I want to touch on the emotional aspect for a minute.
Of course.
Because it's easy to feel overwhelmed and alone.
When you're sick in a foreign country.
Especially if you're traveling solo.
Exactly. So how can someone in that situation kind of navigate those feelings?
Honestly, just acknowledging them is a huge step.
Don't beat yourself up for feeling bummed.
Like, it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly. It's normal to be disappointed if your trip gets derailed.
Right.
And reach out to people.
That's what friends and family are for.
Or even other travelers that you've met along the way.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Sometimes just venting to someone who gets it can make all the difference.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And hey, maybe that setback leads you to a hidden gem of a cafe.
Right.
Or like a heartwarming encounter with a local.
Exactly. You never know.
Love that perspective. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Recognizing those pneumonia red flags.
Navigating the Italian healthcare system.
The importance of travel insurance.
And rest.
But one thing that struck me
is how much of this advice feels really universally applicable.
Oh, for sure. While the specifics might vary.
The core principles.
Being prepared.
Listening to your body.
Using the resources that are available to you.
Those apply wherever you go.
It's about being a savvy traveler.
Exactly.
Which I think is something we can all aspire to.
Absolutely.
But speaking of savvy.
There was one other nugget of wisdom in this research that I found super insightful.
Let's hear it.
It was that point about researching your destination's healthcare landscape beforehand.
Oh, absolutely. That's travel prep. Most people don't think about it until they're stuck.
Exactly. It's one thing to know where to find the best gelato, but knowing where to find a pharmacy or how to say cough syrup in Italian, that's next level travel game.
And it doesn't have to be this big, scary thing either. Just a little digging online can make you feel so much more confident and ready to handle whatever comes up.
Right. Knowledge is power. And speaking of which, this entire deep dive has been all about empowering you to tackle a potential health hiccup while traveling. So let's do a quick recap of those key takeaways.
Sounds good. First off, we talked about recognizing those telltale pneumonia symptoms. It's not just about a cough. It's the combination of fever chills, shortness of breath, that lingering fatigue. Those are your cues to pay attention.
And then we explored the ins and outs of Italian healthcare, from telemedicine options like Pillola, which can be a lifesaver, to understanding the difference between public hospitals and private clinics. Plus, that crucial tip about those potentially crowded emergency rooms.
And of course, we couldn't forget travel insurance. That's your best friend when you're far from home. Not just for the financial safety net, but also for that extra support and peace of mind.
Absolutely. And as much as we might want to power through it, sometimes rest is truly the best medicine. Give your body what it needs to bounce back so you can get back to enjoying your trip.
Couldn't agree more. And lastly, remember that it's okay to feel overwhelmed or anxious if you get sick while traveling. Reach out to your support network or even connect with fellow travelers who might have been there. You're not alone.
Beautifully said. It's all part of the adventure. Sometimes those unexpected detours lead to the most memorable stories. Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought. We've talked a lot about the practicalities, But what about the mental shift of embracing the unexpected while traveling? How can we prepare for that internal journey just as much as we pack our first aid kits? Something to ponder as you plan your next big adventure.
I love that. Because sometimes the greatest souvenirs we bring back are the lessons we learn about ourselves when things don't go according to plan.
So true.
Yeah.
Well said. Safe travels, everyone. And until next time, happy exploring.
Yeah. So just be prepared for that possibility.
Definitely good to have those realistic expectations going in.
Exactly.
Speaking of being prepared,
we have to talk about travel insurance.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's crucial.
I am a firm believer in never leaving home without it.
Smart.
But I'm curious from your perspective.
How does travel insurance come into play specifically in this scenario?
Like if someone's dealing with potential pneumonia in Italy?
Okay, so think of travel insurance as your safety net.
Especially when you're talking about medical expenses abroad.
Those costs can really add up quickly.
Yeah, and it's not even just about the financial peace of mind.
It's about having access to resources.
And support when you're feeling super vulnerable.
Oh, absolutely.
And you're far from home.
It's like having someone in your corner.
No matter what happens.
Exactly.
It just takes so much stress off your plate.
Okay, so let's say
you've navigated the healthcare system.
You've gotten the treatment you needed.
Now, how do you actually bounce back?
And salvage the rest of your trip.
That is the million-dollar question, right?
Right, because it's so tempting to just try and push through it.
When you're on vacation.
Oh, totally. You're in Italy. You don't want to waste a minute.
Exactly. But what does the research say about recovery?
Okay, so it really boils down to one word.
Rest.
Rest.
Your source really emphasized that.
Following your doctor's orders.
No matter how much FOMO you're feeling.
It's crucial.
Because if you push yourself too soon,
you could actually end up delaying your recovery even further.
You'll be kicking yourself later.
I've learned that the hard way.
Haven't we all?
Okay, but easier said than done when you're surrounded by pasta and ancient ruins.
Right. It's Italy.
What about over-the-counter remedies?
Anything readily available in Italy?
That the research mentioned as being helpful for those pneumonia symptoms?
You know, your research didn't get into specific medications.
But it's always a good idea to pack a basic first aid kit.
That's just good travel advice in general.
For sure. Have some painkillers, antihistamines for congestion.
Electrolyte powder? Those are your travel buddies.
I like it.
And don't be afraid to ask a local pharmacist for recommendations.
Oh, that's a good tip.
Yeah, they often have great advice.
Nice. So we've talked about the practical stuff.
But I want to touch on the emotional aspect for a minute.
Of course.
Because it's easy to feel overwhelmed and alone.
When you're sick in a foreign country.
Especially if you're traveling solo.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So how can someone in that situation kind of navigate those feelings?
Honestly, just acknowledging them is a huge step.
Don't beat yourself up for feeling bummed.
Like, it's okay to not be okay.
Exactly. It's normal to be disappointed if your trip gets derailed.
Right.
And reach out to people.
That's what friends and family are for.
Or even other travelers that you've met along the way.
Precisely. Sometimes just venting to someone who gets it can make all the difference.
Totally. And, hey, maybe that setback leads you to a hidden gem of a cafe.
Right.
Or like a heartwarming encounter with a local.
Exactly. You never know.
Love that perspective. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
Recognizing those pneumonia red flags.
Navigating the Italian healthcare system.
Just the importance of travel insurance.
And rest.
But one thing that struck me
is how much of this advice feels really universally applicable.
Oh, for sure. Like, well, the specifics might vary.
The core principles.
Being prepared.
Listening to your body.
Using the resources that are available to you.
Those apply wherever you go.
It's about being a savvy traveler.
Exactly.
Which I think is something we can all aspire to.
Absolutely.
Speaking of savvy.
There was one other nugget of wisdom in this research that I found super insightful.
Let's hear it.
It was that point about researching your destination's healthcare landscape beforehand.
Oh, yeah. That's something people don't think about.
I know.
And if they need it.
It's like you know where to find the best gelato.
Right.
But do you know where to find a pharmacy?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or how to say cough syrup in Italian.
Right. That's next level travel prep.
It really is. And it doesn't have to be this big, overwhelming thing.
Even just a few minutes online.
Right.
Can make you feel so much more prepared.
Totally. Knowledge is power. And speaking of which, this whole deep dive has been about giving you the knowledge to handle a potential health hiccup while traveling. So let's recap those key takeaways one more time.
Sounds good.
First, we talked about spotting those pneumonia red flags. It's not just a cough. It's the combo of the fever chills, that lingering fatigue, shortness of breath, Those were the things to watch out for.
Yeah, those are your cues to slow down and pay attention.
And then we dug into Italian healthcare, from telemedicine options like Pylola,
which can be a lifesaver,
to understanding public hospitals versus private clinics, plus that tip about emergency rooms potentially being crowded.
Good to be prepared.
And of course, you couldn't forget travel insurance.
Your best friend when you're far from home.
For that financial safety net, but also the peace of mind.
Yes.
And even though it's tough when you're on vacation, sometimes rest really is the best medicine.
Listen to your body. It's telling you what it needs.
So true. And last but not least, we talked about how it's totally normal to feel overwhelmed or anxious if you get sick while traveling.
It happens to the best of us.
So don't be afraid to reach out to your support network.
Exactly. Or connect with other travelers.
You're not alone.
Everyone needs a little help sometimes.
Beautifully said. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap up this deep dive on handling pneumonia in Italy. But before we go, I want to leave you with one final thought. We've talked a lot about the practical stuff, but what about the mental side of things? How can we prepare ourselves to embrace the unexpected while we're traveling? Because sometimes those detours lead to the best stories.
So true. It's all part of the adventure. The good, the bad, and the unexpected.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Safe travels, everyone. And until next time, happy exploring.